Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Everyone seems to hate blank, but I actually like it. For example, me. Everyone seems to hate Coronation Street, but I absolutely love it.
You know why people hate Coronation Street, Stacey?
Why?
The intro music. Like, that is, it's the worst.
That was nothing close to what it sounds like, first of all.
That was actually the clip from the Coronation Street theme music. I got it off YouTube and played it.
There we go.
That was actually spot on.
My mouth
well
trumpet.
Done. Not bad at all.
Anyway.
Still bad, though, because it's just so high-pitched and so annoying. And
what is your example of something everyone seems to hate but you really like?
Mr. Flavortown, Guy Fieri. I love Guy Fieri. This guy gets such a bad reputation on the internet. People ripping him apart for his frosted tips. And
wears his sunglasses backwards. His horrible sense of fashion. Is he actually a chef?
Yeah, he's a great chef. He was an awesome chef before he became all famous for Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And that's why I love him, because whenever I'm having a lazy Sunday and nothing else is on TV, there is always a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives marathon to save the day. And it's the best show to just binge watch on the couch.
You and my dad. My dad loves that guy. The show he actually has abbreviated to just Triple D.
Yeah.
He talks about it so much.
I love his catchphrases, you know? Money! Flavortown! And he's always at like 110%. Guy Fieri, he doesn't have any bad days. He's always having a blast no matter where he is.
Just so you know, he's not actually a chef. I just looked it up. American restaurateur, author, game show host, and Emmy Award-winning TV host.
Just had to go ahead and ruin my day, hey?
What is that bubble? I'm just going to pop it.
Some people saying Buckley's, like they love Buckley's. Does that mean they just drink it for fun?
I don't know, I guess. Like, nothing quenches your thirst like a cold glass of Buckley's.
I like getting off of work and pouring myself a tall, cool glass of Buckley's. It really takes the edge off. I fall asleep like 20 minutes after,
yeah, exactly.
But oh man, Buckley's was one. The banana medicine you get for an ear infection was one. There have been so many good answers, so many texts, but we're going to give it to Steve from Saskatoon. That's what he texted us. Steve from Saskatoon, he loves the word moist. Who loves the word moist?
Moist is one of those words that some people are just like peeling their skin off.
Yeah.
They hate it so much.
Now, it's not like he said moist, like, you know, the band. No, he specifically said the word,
right.
Moist, you know? So if he said moist, it's like, oh, he's just a big fan of the band. No, specifically the word, like, moist. I think it depends how you say it. Like, if you just say, moist. Well, actually, that kind of sound, that makes it sound super weird. But if you're like, moist.
If you slow it down, whisper a little.
You got to kind of sound it like, you got to go really fast, moist. You got to kind of pretend like it doesn't exist, you know? But if you really emphasize it, you can make it seem really, really moisty.
Gross.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha. Some sexy noises over there, hey?
Just thought I'd change it up a little bit. First one, Kevin sent us this one. Blondie, Heart of Glass. Kevin hears, "Don't you mistrust my strong behind."
Don't you mistrust my strong behind.
You have to trust that strong bum. If someone has a strong bum, trust it.
Think of the things that they could do with it.
Yeah.
Those are not the right lyrics, surprisingly. It is actually very different. Mucho mistrust, love's gone behind.
I'm trying to think of all the things someone can do with a strong behind, and I'm drawing a blank here.
Sit on things.
That's basically it, hey? The second one, this one is from Deborah. Street Hearts, what kind of love is this? Deborah hears, what kind of blood is this?
What kind of blood?
If you have to ask, you don't want to know. What kind of blood is this, guys? I think it's bear? I don't know. The real answer, what kind of love is this?
What kind of love?
That's one of those ones where you hear it and now you're going to hear blood forever. Sorry.
Yeah. That's what we're here for, to ruin songs for you. This last one is from Greg with 2 G's. Well, actually 3 if you think of the first one as well. Poison Unskinny Bop. I love this one. I love it. I love it. I love it. Greg hears Unskinny Bop. Little poodle, little poodle, little poodle, little poodle. Rock and roll.
Who knew the Poison? Huge fan of poodles. I mean, when I think of metal bands like Poison, I think of poodles, hey?
Yeah, those are not the right lyrics. I had to dig for this one because sometimes lyrics are not, they're like fillers, right?
Yeah.
The artist is just filling space. Mm-hmm. And so on a lot of the listings, it wasn't even included. I dug deep and I found that the correct lyrics are actually Unskinny Bop, No Good, No Good, No Good, No Good.
He's not the hero we deserve, but he's the hero we need right now. He is Captain Saskatchewan.
No! No! Oh, I blew it. Stupid, stupid.
What seems to be the problem there, citizen?
Captain Saskatchewan! Oh, thank goodness. The pot shop closed half an hour ago, and I don't know what to do. I just got Planet Earth Season 2, and I was so psyched to watch it on the Jazz Cabbage.
Well, friend, don't worry. You can get high on my supply.
Really? Oh, thanks, Captain Saskatchewan. Oh, man. What is this?
It's potash. Saskatchewan's ground kush.
What the hell, man? Are you trying to tell me I just smoked potash?
You sure did there, bud. You're welcome.
Man, not cool. Don't farms use this as, like, fertilizer?
Ah, sorry, miss. Gotta go, eh? Chris Jones needs me.
Am I gonna die?
Another crisis averted thanks to Captain Saskatchewan.
Remember, like, a year and a half ago, Stacey, right when I first started here on Cruise, I ripped my pants because...
Do I remember that? Of course I do. I have a picture on my phone of it. You were showing me how goalies stand.
Oh,
you were like,
yeah.
You were like, no, goalies tend to, you know, have this hockey stance. And you were commenting on how big your butt was.
Yeah.
Because goalies stand like this.
Mm-hmm.
You imitated it, and then you split your pants right in front of me.
I did.
It was a golden moment in radio. It was amazing.
It turns out that all hockey players had that problem, not just goalies. ESPN did a story about hockey butts, and if you want to check it out, it's up on the Cruise Facebook page. Guys like Connor McDavid and Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn, they were all interviewed saying how they can't find pants that fit because their butts are too big. And I'm so happy that this is a thing because I used to feel super self-conscious about my goalie butt because it's huge. I got a giant butt.
But I think we should clarify, it's not... It's muscular. It's not like it's, you know, anatomically incorrect.
No.
It's like muscular because hockey players, goalies, whatever, they work out the lower half of their body quite a lot.
Checking out my butt. Hey, Stacey Cooper.
Connor McDavid's. Come on.
Do you have a stash of money hidden away in your house? And if so, tell me where.
Okay, Clayton. I don't. You have to have money to hide it, first of all. But I can't because I will go back and take it.
Okay. So your money needs to be in, like, the bank where you can't see it or tempted to go get it, right?
I do have some birthday money in my jewelry box, which is, like, I've been dipping in there, so there's, like, $20 left.
Yeah.
But I can't hide it because I will literally go back and just be like, well, I better spend this.
When I was a kid, I used to hide $20 bills and $50 bills that I would get for my birthday, and I would hide them behind the hockey cards that no one would ever take out. Like, when I was a kid, I had one of those hockey card binders, you know? So behind, like, Kelly Rudy or something like that, I would put a couple $20 bills because I knew no one would want the Kelly Rudy hockey cards. So, like, they would go grab it and stuff like that. So I always hid my money behind Kelly Rudy or random hockey players. And then as I grew up, because I always like having, like, a little stash of money just in case I need to buy something or just in case something happens, you know? Now I hide my money in a peanut butter jar. But a peanut butter jar that's not that well cleaned out. Like, there are still some specks of peanut butter in there. Hear me out. Because it makes my money smell like peanut butter. So when I go and count it after a while, I'm like, how much money do I have left here? I grab it and I'm like, not only am I counting all the money I've saved, but it also smells like peanut butter at the same time.
What if the bank teller or the cashier has an allergy to peanuts? You're going to kill him.
I did not realize that until just now. What if I have before? Oh, no.
So when it comes to technology, as we all know, stuff changes all the time. Things are becoming either bigger and better, smaller or better, cameras are better, what have you. But when it comes to TVs, we're going through the bigger is better phase, and Samsung just unveiled at that big show in Las Vegas they have every year where all the new technology gets unveiled. They unveiled their 219-inch TV that is called The Wall.
They couldn't make it 220, hey?
No.
They had to go with 219, hey?
That's disappointing.
Why?
Basically, yeah, it's awesome. I don't know how else to describe it. It's 4K high definition, micro LED displays, LED chips, which also sound delicious. And, yeah, it doesn't really go on to say yet how much it costs. I don't think they can quite put their finger on that yet because it's ridiculous. I don't, like... This has got to be just only for millionaires because the average Joe isn't going to be like, you know what, I'm going to save up for that 219-inch television.
I think all guys have had that fantasy where you want just a wall that is a TV.
But sure, but it's a fantasy.
It seems like a good idea at the time, and then you get it, and you're like, where do I look? Like, there's so much TV that you can't watch all the show.
You feel sick.
You got to move your neck. You got to do neck exercises before you watch an episode of Frasier or something like that.
Well, because
like,
isn't there a standard... distance you need to be from a TV from like optimal viewing depending on the size.
Yeah.
You have to be back in the kitchen watching it three rooms away.
You got to be in your garage or driveway and watch through the window for this thing here. You know how there's a joke with people with the big jacked up trucks that, you know, they must be compensating for something?
Right.
Are TVs the new jacked up trucks? Like,
I think they might be. If your kids got what they wanted for Christmas, hopefully they're still entertained by their toys and not already done with them and moving on to something else. But one of the biggest toys that made a buzz last year and was on every kid's Christmas list was something called Yellies. We never really got a chance to talk about this one.
Yellies?
Yellies are... this is so ridiculous. They are basically cute, like fluffy, voice-activated spiders. Cuddly spiders from Hasbro. And the tagline for this toy is, the louder you yell, the faster they go. These little things are... powered, or I shouldn't say powered, but moved by your children yelling at them.
So it's like the Monsters, Inc. of toys. They're powered by screams.
Powered by screams.
Remember the movie Monsters, Inc.? They would collect children's screams, and that's how they would power their city?
Yeah.
The inventor of this toy either was watching the movie and was like, wow, that's a genius idea, or the inventor of this toy had a couple that they just hated so much, and they invented this toy to make their life a living hell, because this would not be a fun toy for parents.
Well, that's the thing. You always, you know, you hear now, it's like if you get somebody or a kid a gift that requires batteries, that has sounds and lights, it's a nightmare for the parent because those toys are quite annoying. And this is exactly the same. It's a toy that you actually need to yell and make noise to in order for it to be functional. And plus, it's a spider.
Yeah, because
I'm a spider.
When I think of spiders, I think of cuddles.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.